This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Today we'll talk about flipping the bird and where that gesture fits into free speech. This week's episode of Criminal examines the legal battles of a man who made it his mission to give the middle finger to every law enforcement officer he saw. Phoebe Judge is the host of Criminal, and she joins me now. Good morning.
Hi, Eric.
Who is Robert Ekus?
He's a retired man living in Oregon. He's white. He's 52. And he protests the American way of policing by giving the middle finger to every police officer that he sees. He's been doing this since he was a child.
What is it about policing that he's protesting?
Well, I think that he believes that in the American system of policing, there's a real imbalance of power, and certainly he believes that there is an accountability issue, that police officers are given kind of free rein to do what they see fit with no real consequences. He thinks that that creates a society which just doesn't work exactly right.
And what happened in 2007?
Well, he does what he usually does. He gave the finger to a cop who he drove by. The cop came screaming up after him in his car, pulled him over. And Robert received two tickets, one for illegal lane change and one for having a tinted license plate cover. But Robert went to traffic court and said, "I don't actually believe that I was pulled over for these two violations. I believe you pulled me over because I gave you the finger." And he cited all of these previous court cases, and the judge kind of agreed with Robert and threw the tickets out.
If I give a police officer the finger, or if anybody gives a police officer a finger, the police officer has a number of choices of response. They can wave, "Hi." They can give you a look of disgust that can only be interpreted as, "I don't really care what you think." They can do nothing, or they could pull you over. But the choice is theirs.
Can you give us a little bit of the history of the middle finger?
The middle finger has been used since ancient Greece. I mean, we can see this written about in many of these famous Greek plays, and it was used all throughout history. The first time it was recorded being used here in America is in 1886, when a Boston Bean Eaters baseball player gave it to the rival New York Giants.
Of course. What happens after Robert wins in traffic court? Does he keep giving police officers the finger?
Yes, of course. I mean, I don't think this is a man who can stop himself, but he won't let that incident drop. Before the statute of limitations runs out, actually sues in federal court Clackamas County's sheriff's office. The sheriff's office, who we reached out to, they didn't want to comment back, said, "It isn't worth it for us to fight this with the legal costs. We're just going to settle with you." And they gave Robert $4,000.
This isn't the first time I've done this. It's not even the 100th time I've done this. It's just something that I do because I have a generally contemptuous attitude towards law enforcement and the officials who prop up the institutions of our government. And that is a really long political discussion, but I honestly don't know why more people don't do this.
Have there been other cases like this?
There have been a number of cases like this. There was a case in New York City where a man won $20,000 after being arrested after giving police officers the middle finger, and also a man in Pittsburgh won $50,000.
Phoebe Judge is the host of Criminal. The podcast is recorded here in the studios of WUNC. It's out today, and you can hear it on the radio Sunday at 5:40. Thanks, Phoebe.
Thank you.